This is the FBCG Live Podcast with Pastor John K. Jenkins Sr. Today's message is titled, Understanding Spiritual Gifts. God gives a variety of spiritual gifts. Wherever you're joining us from, we pray this message encourages and empowers you in your daily walk with God.
Open your Bibles with me. I want to talk to you today from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. By the way, this is a Bible study. Since y'all don't come to Bible study, I'm going to bring Bible study to you. Don't get distracted. Don't get confused. Pay attention. Because if you're not careful, you can get easily confused with this message. Tell your neighbor, don't get distracted. Tell them on both sides so I can make sure they got it. All right, the book of 1 Corinthians is the Apostle Paul writing to the church in Corinth. And the thing about the church in Corinth is that it's a spiritual church, but it's also a very carnal church. And he wants to talk to them about some things that they're going to need to help bring them to a place of maturity, help them to stop being carnal and help to bring them to spiritual maturity. So he writes this letter to them, and he gets to chapter 12. And in chapter 12, he talks about a very important element in the church. He talks about spiritual gifts. And what I want to talk to you today about, if you were going to put a title on this message, I'm calling it Understanding Spiritual Gifts. Say that. Tell your neighbor, the pastor is going to talk about understanding spiritual gifts. Because everybody in here who has accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior has in them some spiritual gifts. When the Holy Ghost comes and takes residency in you, he brings with him spiritual gifts. And some of you have some spiritual gifts, but you've been sitting on them. Somebody in your section been sitting on their spiritual gifts. Go ahead and look around and see if you can figure out who it is. Go ahead and look, see if you can figure out who it is. Y'all not looking around, y'all looking straight ahead. Does that mean you know it's you in your section? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, did I tell y'all that already? Verse 1 says this. Let's start at verse 1. Let me start at verse 1. It says this. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. So he begins by saying, I want you to know about it. I want you to be aware. And I want you to understand about spiritual gifts. And so he begins to talk about these spiritual gifts, and I got just 3 points in this little simple message. I got 3 points, I'll be finished. Y'all are perpetrators. Because at 3 o'clock, some of y'all gonna get up and start leaving at 3 o'clock while I'm still preaching. Yeah, y'all say, take your time. 3 o'clock, y'all gonna get up and leave, because some of y'all can't even stay to the benediction now. And it's rude and disrespectful. Y'all probably shouldn't have came to this service right here. Because all my filters are gone at the 12 o'clock service. Okay, so are y'all with me? Okay. So he talks to them about spiritual gifts, and the first thing he does in these very early verses of chapter 12 is he identifies the categories of spiritual gifts. Somebody say categories. So the first thing I want to do, is define for you the three categories of spiritual gifts. Look at verse 4. There's the first category, is in verse 4. It says this. Verse 4 says, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now that word, diversities of gifts, the word gifts is a Greek word, charisma. And here's what diversities of gifts means. That these gifts are, here's the category. The first category is motivational gifts. Say motivational gifts. Motivational gifts. And those motivational gifts, there's seven of them, and they're all located. We're not going to turn there, but just jot it down, so because I know y'all go home and reread the notes you take from the message that I preach every Sunday. So I'm going to give you some verses for you to go and read. I want you to go and read Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. Romans 12, 6 through 8. It's up there on the screen. Jot it down. Write it down. And it lists the seven motivational gifts: prophecy, serving, teaching, exhortation, giving, ruling, and mercy. Now, what is a motivational gift? A motivational gift is what motivates you to do what you do. It's what moves you to do what you do. Everybody has one motivational gift. Now, you see these gifts up here. One, mine is mercy. I know what mine is. My motivational gift is mercy. It means I am moved by compassion. Everything I do, my pastoral gift is motivated because I have compassion when people are in pain. And I want to help you get out of your pain. I want to help you mature. I want to help you move forward. And it is fueled by mercy. Some of y'all don't have no mercy, and that's why y'all can cuss people out and talk about people. Amen. Be critical of people because you don't have mercy. But I have compassion. I'm patient with people most of the time. I'm patient with people. I'm motivated by mercy. Somebody say mercy. That's my motivational gift. You look at other people and their circumstances through the eyes of what your motivational gift is. You look at other people and how you judge them, how you evaluate them on the basis of what your motivational gift is. So everybody has one motivational gift. They're located in Romans 12, verse 6 to 8. That's the first one. Y'all got that? Verse chapter 12, verse 4. Look at verse 5. Now he gives us a second category. He says, there are diversity of gifts, diversities of gifts, verse 4, verse 5. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. Somebody say ministries, the difference of ministries. Those are called ministry gifts. Somebody say ministry gifts. That's what you do. Ministry gifts are what you do. It is what you perform. It's where you function in the kingdom of God. And they are located, it's eight of those. And those eight are located in verses 27 through 31 at the latter part of chapter 12. They are listed there: apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles, healings, helps, governments, tongues. Those are ministry gifts. They are what you do. Then thirdly, in verse 6 and 7, and there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Now here's these diversities of activities. We call these spiritual gifts manifestations. There are manifestation gifts. This is how the Holy Spirit manifests himself. Now listen, because I don't want you to get confused on this. Manifestation gifts are gifts that are the manifestations of the Spirit of God flowing through you to perform something, a miracle or an act or something on behalf of somebody. It's not something that you do, it's something that God does. It's something that God does. When God manifests himself through you. I always give the illustration. I've been sharing this story for decades of how I first experienced the manifestation of gift in my life when one time I was preaching in Baltimore on a Thanksgiving day. And when I finished preaching, the pastor of the church asked me to come up and pray for people. So I came up and they had an altar with a kneeling bench around the pulpit area, and people would come up and kneel down and pray. So he invited people to come up and kneel down and pray, and he brought me down on the floor right in front of where people were kneeling down and prayed and asking me to pray for the people. So I started praying, you know, I just started praying for everybody, you know, and I'm praying. I got excited and I started just, you know, turning and everything until unfortunately one day while I was doing that, I hit this woman side of the head. That wouldn't have, I mean, that's okay. I hit her, you know, I hit her, but I knocked her wig off. It wasn't a good thing. It was. I felt bad. Went back to my seat. Well, I saw her stumbling around trying to get her, pick up her hair. A year later, I went back to that church. And when the service was over, I preached a year later, and a lady came up to me. She said, "You remember me?" I said, "No." She said, "I'm the lady who you knocked the wig off my head last year." I said, "Oh yeah, I do remember you." She said, "It's okay." She said, "Because last year when I came to the service, when you hit me upside the head, at the time, I was suffering from migraine headaches. And since the time you hit me upside my head and knocked my wig off, I haven't had a single migraine headache." It is the manifestation of God performing something. It's not something you can do. It's the work of the Spirit of God. And in some of you, God has a gift inside of you that he wants to manifest himself through you. He wants to use you in spectacular ways. Now, you know, if I thought I had the gift of healing, you know, if I knew I was going to heal that lady from her migraine headaches, it would have been spectacular. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I come and you're going to be healed when I lay my hands upon you. I mean, I would have drawn that thing out and laid my hands on her until she fell out. Be healed! But manifestational gifts, you have no control over. It's God flowing through you. Are y'all listening to me today? It's God flowing through you. Now, I'm talking about this today because all of you, everybody in here has a motivational gift. You need to learn what your motivational gift is. Every last one of you have a ministry gift in here. You have something that God has deposited in you for you to do. And for many of you, God wants to manifest himself in you and through you for the sake of the glory of his kingdom. Can I get an amen right there for many? And there are nine of those gifts. It's nine of those. They are located in verses 8 through 10, right after this. They're all listed right here. A word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, various tongues, and interpretation of tongues. These are the manifestational gifts. It's how God, and I'm not here to talk about in detail all of these gifts and how they function. That's not what the purpose of this message is today. I just want to drop the seed in you that there's something in you. Now, the reason I want to bring this up and talk to you about just the whole matter of understanding spiritual gifts, I want, number one, to help you understand the different categories. And I want to encourage you to take classes and learn and discover what it is God has put inside of you that he wants to utilize you for his glory. Now, I thought I ought to talk about this today, because on this day, as we recognize and acknowledge the helps department, some of these gifts are manifested by and being used. People are being used in this church in various areas to help advance the kingdom of God, because people are serving and helping and doing things that a lot of people don't want to do. Thank all 15 of y'all for that rousing affirmation and amen. So my first point today is that God gives us a variety of spiritual gifts. That's the first thing I want you to understand. God has placed a variety of spiritual gifts in the body of Christ. And my second point I want to make is that these gifts are in, we make up one body with all of these gifts. We are one body, but we are many members. There are many and a lot of a variety of gifts that are in the body that God has put us here for us to utilize for his glory. In verses 12 through 20 talks about those. Let me look at verse 12. Can y'all slide down to verse 12? Can I start at verse 12? Can I read verse 12? Can I start to read verse 12? For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. This is all that one verse is saying. Basically, we got many members, but we are one body. Somebody say one body. Verse 13, for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greek, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. Somebody say, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Stick a pin right there. Here's what he's saying. The foot can't get mad because it's not a hand. And say, I ain't gonna be a part of the body, cause I'm not a hand. Okay, I need to make that plain to y'all. People get upset because they not doing certain things in the body. They want, slow down, Pastor. You know what I want you to do? I want you to learn what gift God has put in you and be happy with what God has put in you. That's what I'm trying to get to. That's the point I'm trying to drive home. Discover your gift, function in your gift, operate in your gift, use your gift, and stop trying to be something that God didn't make you to be. And he said the foot shouldn't get mad because it's not the hand. That's what he's trying to say right there in verse number 15, verse 16. And if the ear should say, verse 16, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? No, it's a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If every part of the body did the same thing, we got a problem. But God don't want everybody to do the same thing. God didn't call everybody to be the head. There's only one head. I feel tension in the room. What's your gift? What's the assignment God has given to you? What's your assignment for the kingdom of God? And God wants to use you in that assignment. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, what's your assignment? If the whole body, verse 17 says, if the whole body was an eye, where would be the hearing? So, I mean, if everything's a head and you ain't got no feet, the head shows you where you wanna go, but you can't get there if you ain't got no feet. Are y'all with me on the back, way back there are y'all, okay, cause y'all ain't saying nothing back there. Y'all, I don't know what's happening, y'all. I don't know if I'm confused or muffled. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? I just want to make sure I got everybody. I'm almost finished. I'm bringing my plane in for a landing. I'm almost concluded. I'm bringing it in. And so we got to learn to be content and happy and satisfied with what God has called us to be. Let's see now, where did I leave off at? Let me read verse 20. But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. This is my third point. The second point is that we are one body with many gifts, but we're one body. But the third point is that every gift, we need each other. Somebody say, we need each other. Verse 21 says, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. The problem I have, what I want to talk about and bring to conclusion of this matter, is that we need each other. For us to function fully and be everything that God wants us to be, we need each other. Verse 22 says, no, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. There's parts of the body that might not seem important, but they are necessary. Somebody tell your neighbor, I need you, whether I want you or not, I need you. Look at verse 23, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need, but God composed the body, having given greater honor to the part which lacks it. I like that right there. That there should be no schisms in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. The bottom line is, we need one another. Now here's the point I'm trying to drive home. I'm tired. I've been preaching the same sermon all day. I'm confused myself sometimes. I probably should have just played the 8 o'clock service back all day. Because I don't forget what I said. You know, did I say that already? Or I should have said it this way. I get confused sometimes. I'm confused. But here's what it all boils down to. Some of you have gifts inside of you that you are not utilizing. God has put something in you, but yet you're not utilizing the gift that God has put inside of you. And we can't be everything that God wants us to be because you are missing in action. I have a problem. I'm concerned. I'm frustrated with the members of people who come to this church, the numbers that are members of the body, and they come to church and they get the benefit of the ministry, but they don't put anything back into the ministry. Week after week and month after month and year after year, you come to church and the people serve and benefit you, but you don't do anything to help benefit other people. What's inside of you, God put it in you so you can help somebody else be what it is God called them to be. And if you don't operate in the gift that God called you to be, they can't do what they need to do or become what they need to become because you are missing in action. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, you're missing in action. Tell them on the other side, you're missing in action. It's a shame that you're missing in action. People can't become what God wants them to become because you're not doing what it is God called you to do. You got to where you got because somebody helped you. Somebody poured into you. Somebody taught you. Somebody supported you. You got to where you are because somebody helped you get there. But you are so self-centered and so egotistical and so selfish that you think that you shouldn't participate or make a deposit. We need you. Do y'all hear me talking to you today? Yes. Thank you. Look at the person sitting next to you. If they're asleep, wake them up. Tell them, please wake up. I'm tired of the church becoming so self-centered that if they can't see how they're going to be blessed. They don't want to hear the sermon. They get tired and weary. Life is more than about you just getting your blessing. The real blessing is when you learn to stop being so selfish and you start trying to help somebody else get blessed. I told y'all shouldn't have came to this message here. Y'all shouldn't have came to this service. That's the problem. That's the problem. That the problem is the people who are not contributing. Let me tell you something. I'm almost finished. Since the pandemic, we have not returned to our prior days of glory. It's because we don't have enough teachers for Sunday school. We got the classrooms, but we ain't got the teachers. We don't have enough ushers. Ushers. We don't have, parking lot attendants. We call them safety and security. We don't have enough. We don't have enough bus drivers. We don't have enough hospitality. We don't have enough of a whole lot of stuff. Now, the church is going back. We're back to 3 services. A lot of people coming. We haven't made it back to the 11,000 people. We got 8,000 of you jokers coming every weekend. 8,000. But we can't do all that we need to do because we don't have enough people willing to serve. I'm taking my hat off to the Helps Ministry because these are the people that don't get the glory, don't get the reputation, don't get the honor. They're not up front. They're not on the stage. I salute y'all. I take my hat off to y'all. I'm proud of y'all. I thank God for y'all. I salute you. And some of these ministries don't require a whole lot. You can first touch. All you gotta do with first touch is smile. Yeah, just smile. That's all you got to do. That's all. In Sunday school, you do have to study less and be a Sunday school teacher.
Oh, yeah.
The parking lot attendant, you ain't even, if you're a parking lot person, you ain't even got to smile. And in light of all that God has done for you, you can't give him one Sunday a month? You can't give him one Sunday? One Sunday, one service. 1 hour. All the miracles he's worked for you, all of the prayers he's answered for you, all the doors he's opened for you. He healed your body. He gave you a job. He worked miracles for you. And you can't give him nothing?
Yes, yes.
I feel tension over in this area right here. What's up, buddy? My radar is telling me keep on walking right back here in this section right here. You can't do one thing for God? in light of all that God has done for you. We got 129 ministries and you can't join one? The Holy Ghost is telling me to go back to this section right here. Got my radar. My radar is on. Here it is. I found it. You know, I can tell, listen, I can tell when I'm close to somebody because they don't look at me right in my eyes. They start like this joker right here looking all around. I ain't gonna mess with you, dog. It's okay. Look straight ahead. That God has done for you, can't you at the church you say you belong to serve in one area?
You've been listening to FBCG Live with Pastor John K. Jenkins Sr. Spiritual gifts make one body and they need each other. If you've been blessed by this message and would like to help us reach more people through this ministry, please click the link in the podcast description or visit our website, fbcglenarden.org/give to donate. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you'll subscribe so that you'll never miss an episode. Be sure to tune in next week.